Hi, everyone, and welcome to Hot Off the Mess, a podcast brought to you by The Dip. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and Merry Christmas Eve to all who celebrate. So because it's the holidays, I decided to bring on someone who is like a gift to the podcasting world, to the podcasting space.
That is so generous.
And I'm sure you all recognize her voice. It's Allison Pivovarsky, the executive editor from The Dip, aka the most frequent guest on this podcast. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on such a special episode.
Oh my God. Well, I'm so excited we're going to talk about Orange County.
Is it not special? Because you kind of like skipped that.
Well, it is special in the sense of like it's Christmas.
Yes, that's what I was going at.
Oh, okay.
Because there's like, always like an episode on like Housewives where it's like the Christmas episode is always like kind of a little more done up. So yeah. I didn't know if you had like surprises for me. Is there a surprise coming?
You're the surprise. You're the gift. You're the surprise.
Oh God. That reminds me of like the Folgers incest commercial where like the brother and sister are, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And she's like, you're my gift this year. And it's like, okay.
I mean, I don't know if there could be a worse commercial than the Melissa Joan Hart coffee commercial.
A close call, though.
That I thought was a pair. Like, I thought it was a skit.
3 minutes long.
Did you see the Royal Family Christmas card before we get into Bravo?
I did. I saw it on Bravo Historian's Instagram.
I love it. They normally do like a black and white photo, but this year they did color.
No, this is breaking free.
I think they did it because they wanted to debut Archie's red hair.
Oh, that's a great point. I didn't think about that. It's very cute. I loved it. Not the highest quality. Like, it looks like it was taken with an iPhone, but maybe they're just like quarantining and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably staying safe. You know, speaking of, I hope everybody is staying safe. COVID is literally running rampant.
Yeah.
It's kind of hell.
It's crazy. I mean, I've spent like every morning this week going from Walgreens to Walgreens trying to find rapid antigen tests so I could drop them off at my family's before we see all six of us.
Oh, I texted my aunt who's in her 70s, whose husband last year had COVID and was in the hospital, who were kind of anti-vax, you know, the types. And I texted her and I said, I'm coming over for Christmas Eve. But I wanted to let you know I will be getting a COVID test before I come. And she was like, why?
Good for you.
I was like, oh, wow. Okay.
But that takes a lot. I mean, it is really weird to like have to like when you have to stand your ground against family, but you still don't want it to be like so uncomfortable on the holiday. It's really awkward. So I give you a lot of credit for that.
Thank you.
I'm just passive aggressively dropping off tests at people's houses. So like
my family would like spit on me. They'd be like, get this the fuck out of our faces. Like they would not be into it.
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm not even, I'm just like, I can't do confrontation. So I'm just like going to ding dong ditch them just to have a little Binax test at their door.
I love that. Okay, so enough of talking about COVID because I think everybody is pretty much COVID out.
Have you guys heard about it?
Yeah. Have you guys heard of this new thing that's sweeping the nation? Let's talk about Real Housewives of Orange County.
Oh, I'd love to. Not so sweet James anymore, huh?
Not so sweet James. So the last time you were on the podcast, you came in hot on your takes of Shannon Bedore.
A little bit.
You hate her.
I did.
You did. But that's, guys, did you hear that? Did. Let's get to the bottom of this. Where do you stand with Heather versus Shannon?
Oh, well, Heather versus Shannon, I think Heather is somebody who will rake someone over the coals and then set them right back on fire.
Yeah.
Just so she can feel superior. I thought her text message to Shannon was absolutely mortifying for her.
Mortifying.
Just how she was trying to use like elevated language, rhetoric. Mm-hmm. It was just so embarrassing for her because she's just trying to be like, she's trying to live in this fancy pants world. And don't get me wrong. Like I do like Heather Dubrow. But I do like her, but I think in this situation, I actually am team Shannon and her ponytail.
So a lot of pony action in this franchise.
When they were going to Shane's law thing and I saw that she was getting her hair done in a pony, I was like, oh, don't do it again.
I was like, God damn it, Shannon. God damn it, Shannon Storms. The thing is like, I'm so happy Heather is back. Let me make that clear.
Same.
So happy. But do I think she's wrong? Yes.
Yeah.
The text message that she had sent Shannon Bedore, I would have blocked her. If I ever got a text
if you were
like
Shannon.
That, yeah, I would be like, go fuck yourself. Like, this 100%. Rhetoric, like, what are you talking about? And I don't think, so I think Shannon was so drunk at the bar with Emily and Gina and was like, oh my God, I really hope it's not that girl. But if it is, like, please don't say anything.
Yes. I mean, I think they genuinely didn't know if it was her. And they were like, this is crazy. Wouldn't that be nuts if this is the same girl? I would do that. I would have been Shannon in that situation.
Have you seen photos of Nicole from 16 years ago?
No, I have not seen photos of Nicole Weiss.
Oh, she looks like a completely different person.
Oh, really?
Yes. So, like, I understand how Shannon might have been like, that's not even the girl. But then there's also this, like, Heather should actually be mad at Nicole. Like, it's a weird thing. Like, you've been friends with me for 8 years and you've never
brought
to tell
up.
Me.
That's weird.
Yeah. Like, if it's not a big deal, then, like, why not bring it up?
In the words of Heather Gay's brother on Salt Lake City this week, when he said that the founder of Mormonism married a 14-year-old, that's weird.
And he's right.
He's right. And so are we. Like, it's that is like a betrayal of trust, in my opinion, much greater than Shannon having loose lips over some tequila.
loose lips. There's also this like very transparent thing going on with like Emily and Gina and just wanting Heather to like love them.
Mm-hmm.
They want Heather's friendship so bad. Emily told Heather that she loved her on this episode when they were at Shane's party. And I was like, you've known this one for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And you love her? Like, what are you talking about?
It's just trying to get in with the cool girl. It's so apparent.
It's so fucking lame. But I have to say.
Ooh, take that breath.
I know. When Emily dropped the ball or bomb, I thought it was a bomb. That Shane graduated law school in 2003. I counted on my fingers and my toes and I said, how long ago? How long ago did this man graduate law school?
Almost 2 decades.
And he only passed the bar because they lowered the score.
The score.
That is horrific.
It's so embarrassing.
I don't know why. I thought he maybe was in law school 6 years ago.
Like, I'm surprised that, like, it does. There's not, like, a expiration date.
Yeah. Like, how you have to, like, renew. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah. Things change. Laws change. So what he learned in 2003... is like the I would actually hope the like a lot of things have changed since 2003. So he doesn't even know. He's like, you can't have a phone in your car, like a literal car phone, because that was a thing in 2003.
You know what was happening in 2003? J-Lo and Ben, the first go around. Like, we were doing Jenny from the Block in 2003. 2003 was a different fucking world. Okay. And this man graduated in 2003. And I just think Emily doesn't miss an opportunity, and I appreciate it, to kind of just humble him, humble this short king. And I love it.
But he does the exact same thing to her with the Subway sandwich.
Oh my God. I think this phrase gets used a lot. I think it gets thrown around a lot when people are like, I've never related to something more. But I truly have never related to anyone more in my life than when she said, I haven't eaten today, and then realizes she ate a 12-inch Subway sandwich. I was like, God bless you.
I loved that. I loved it when they showed it in the preview, and I loved it when they showed it in the episode. And I feel the exact same way when I'm just like, I haven't eaten a thing today. I'm like, I'm just disappearing in front of people.
Yeah.
And then I clock, like, or I even just look over to my kitchen and I see like 3 takeaway containers and like a bag of chips. I'm like, oh, I've I have eaten today.
I have eaten a lot.
Yeah.
She's like, I had a granola bar. He's like, just you've got an entire fucking $5 foot long.
You know what's so weird about the women on Housewives is like they really trust waiter, like the staff at restaurants to order for them. And that's something I just can't do. Like they're just like, just bring anything. We'll eat it. And it's like, no, I'm like not gonna, I'm not like a picky eater, but I want what I want. Like, what if there's cheese curds on the menu and they instead bring me like a salad? I'd be so mad.
I'd be fucking furious if they brought me a basket of calamari and all I wanted was truffle fries. Like, I would, and imagine if they brought you truffle fries with like ketchup, Allison.
I wouldn't eat it.
Allison and I are big dip girls. Yeah. And I mean, we work for the dip, but we also love dips like sauces,
aioli,
condiment. Mm-hmm. We don't fuck with ketchup.
No.
Okay. So they're at Shane's party. Perry is the smallest, frailest woman I've ever seen in my life. She's so little. Heather and Shannon go to the side, and Heather is relishing in this. Like the way that she pulls Emily over and she's like, I want to be respectful. Where can we talk? I'm like, fuck you, Heather. I mean, of course, I'm thrilled because it gives us something to talk about. But in reality, I would be like, you are so pretentious and so just frustrating. And then she gives this speech to Shannon that was so rehearsed.
My turn? Oh, she's so condescending. And I love it.
Yeah, it was just so rehearsed. And even Shannon was like, what the fuck is going on right now? And I kind of like Shannon packing the boxes.
I do too. I think that I'm not like, I still think Shannon is awful. And I do think it's oftentimes the company you keep that can really make you awful. So like when it is her and the Tres Amigas, like I want to die. Like yeah. I'm the voice, the shrill, I cannot even look at her. And this season, when she is like in different company, it levels her a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm. And for that, I'm grateful. And I'm not saying I like Shannon. I like Shannon about as much as her daughter does, which is negative.
Oh my God. By the way, Shannon's daughter got a confessional. Looked beautiful.
Stunning. She looked nothing like the girl that was getting acupuncture on the table.
I mean, nothing. And I mean, that's how I feel sometimes about myself. Like I'm looking at myself right now and I've seen better days.
I turn the camera on and I go, oh.
So the chill down my spine.
Yeah.
So do you have any like final thoughts on Real Housewives of Orange County?
Oh, we didn't even talk about what I wanted to talk about.
Oh, what did you want to talk about?
You know, the way like Diana, may she rest, wore that incredible black dress, the divorce dress, if you will. After her and what's his face called a quiz. We don't need to say his name. I know his name. I feel the same way about that dress as I do about Noella's blue nail polish. It is a power move to have that like perfect blue polish. I call it divorce blue. I wrote it in my notes. Divorce blue. And because we're getting so much hand over the face action with her sobbing.
Yeah.
I am like, good for you. You got that manicure before. It's like when girls don't get their nails done before they get engaged. It's like she got the memo and she did a good job with that. I think it was a good move. I also would love to discuss Nicole's blush at lunch. Just really quick. Yeah. Just want to touch down on it.
This lunch with Nicole and Noella. First of all, I think Noella is one of the most beautiful
housewives of all time.
So stunning. And I love the way that she says, James. James.
Why do you sound like Mama D?
That's how she sounds. She's like, James.
James.
Like she gets this like really deep voice when she cries. She talks like this. And I love it. And I find her, I can't stop staring at her. Like I'm captivated. So she shows up to this lunch with tears on her titties. Mm-hmm. And Nicole, I don't know a worse human being.
Oh my God. She literally said to her, "You're embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
She
You're
goes, embarrassing. There's people here." I'm like, this woman just got abandoned.
Also, this
husband.
Is television. This is what right. Like, we are here to watch this. And she's literally like grabbing her by the wrist, being like, "Let's go, bitch. I'm embarrassed." With her cheekbones up until the heavens, with her, like I said, Leanne Locken blush, season one of Dallas, no bedside manner. And meanwhile, she's like, "Just hug me." That's Noella. And then she's like, "Nah, I'm gonna not. Like, move over. Move over."
I know. She was like, "Move over. You're pushing me off. I'm gonna fall off."
I thought that Nicole was gonna like go bye bye after this whole thing.
I thought so
too. I really did.
I want to know when we see her go bye bye because I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready. And then I'm really enjoying the friendship between Noella and Shannon. I like that Shannon has someone like kind of in her corner. But I mean, this situation with Noella and not so sweet James, sour James, salty James is.
It's crazy.
A lot. It's crazy. Could you imagine?
I did love Emily bringing like law into it. I was like, okay, Reese Witherspoon and Legally Blonde.
No, I love when Emily gets lawyer-esque. Esquire.
Yeah, Shane couldn't get in on that.
Shane,
he was a little rusty.
Shane even called himself dumb.
Yeah, he did. Point.
I was like, well, you beat me to the joke.
Shoe fits. No, but that's all I had to say about OC. Other than like when Shannon and her daughter were at Dr.
Moon?
Moon, and her daughter. When Dr. Moon said, like, are you angry at mommy? And Shannon looked dead in the camera and goes, not mommy. Like, she looked straight down the barrel and she's like, not mommy. Like, as if she was trying to convince us. And I was like, okay.
Thank you for reminding me of that because I noticed that too. Because Shannon was like, nope, not me.
And not I was mommy. Like,
not mommy. And then he's like, are you angry at daddy? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is giving me anxiety.
We need to move on from David. We have to.
Oh,
I can't
God.
See another flashback of that man.
That White Walker. I can't do it. I
oh
mean, I was relatively like, I'm on the side of like, they were a horrible couple.
Horrible
and I don't
couple.
Think that they were ever happy a day in their life together. But I don't need to keep reliving that relationship.
No, he haunts her.
He haunts the hills of Orange County. Him and his Leslie, his new lady, his Oof. New gal. Oh God.
Should we talk about Miami?
Yeah, oh my God. Okay, so obviously I didn't do a podcast this week on Monday. Well, I record Mondays, whatever, so it comes out Tuesday. I didn't record, but I haven't been able to talk about Miami. Allison, I love it.
It's so good.
I'm obsessed with every single person on this show.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I want to discuss something. Pet Shop Boy, dear friend, King Pet Shop Boy, he said that Alexia looks like Teresa Giudice.
Huh.
And I need you guys to get your eyes on Alexia again. If you're not sure, I need you to take a peek because they are so similar.
Interesting.
Like, they're similar in their, like, beliefs. Like, there's, you know, they're just really strong women.
I'm going to have to get my peepers on that.
Yeah, you gotta get your eyes on Alexia and Teresa Giudice. So I had to just bring that up.
Alexia with the 7 plot lines in 3 episodes.
Oh my God. This woman.
She was like, oh, we were on a hiatus, but don't worry. I've been stockpiling the stories for you.
This woman, normally a housewife comes back or comes on and the wedding is their storyline.
Yeah.
That's only one of hers.
That's like the D plot for Alexia.
That's like, I don't even give a shit about this.
Yeah, I could care less. Also, congrats to them because they just got married like a month ago? No, like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Because they couldn't get married on their original day because.
Yeah, I actually only care because I was trying to figure out if Peter was there.
Oh, King Peter.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if he was. I couldn't figure it out.
He's so good looking. He actually hurts me.
Yeah, he looks great.
So yeah, then, I mean, to end the second episode with I'm going to meet Herman's lover.
Yep.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, what am I watching? Where have these women been?
Where have they been?
I'm obsessed.
It's so good that, I mean, yes, as you just said, we are touching down on plot lines that like other shows couldn't dream of. I mean, to think that we had an entire season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that was surrounding a dog, the adoption and return of a dog. And in the first three episodes alone of this Miami reboot, we have Larsa and her OnlyFans, which I've never Googled OnlyFans more than I have in the last 2 weeks, because when I saw Blac Chyna was making $20 million a month, I had a lot of questions. And then that Ray J was making zero. That was good shade on, that was the whole tree, as they say.
I love that.
But then we have, I mean, Larsa's OnlyFans, Alexia's husband and his lover. Lisa used the phrase $2 hoe because Lenny was having an affair on her, an emotional affair. But she said $2 hoe, I screamed. We have Julia and Martina, the best tennis player to ever exist. Also an artist, an artiste. I mean, all of it is just so good. And then everything Alexia is bringing, like you said, the wedding, her sons, Peter and Todd.
Todd. I am so attracted to Todd.
Yeah, no, he's got like a good Silver Fox look.
Silver Fox, but he's also like mafia energy.
Oh,
like,
is he?
Oh.
He's giving you mafia?
Major.
Oh, okay. Mafia I just energy. Haven't like, I haven't checked in on it that much.
You, yeah, there's, yeah. But I watched the show when it was originally on back in like 2012. I was, you know, a big fan. I'm really glad that they didn't bring Joanna Krupa back.
Oh, no.
I didn't need that energy. I am dead over Marisol. Marisol brings me so much joy.
She looks so cute.
She looks incredible. I'm just happy that they're all back. But
I miss Mama Elsa, obviously.
Oh, rest in peace to that legend.
Queen. That was a nice, like, the way they included her in the voiceover in the first episode.
It was very sweet.
A nice tribute.
I liked that. Yeah, very, it was a nice tribute.
Yeah.
Okay. Lisa and Lenny.
Yeah.
Whoa. Darkness. Absolute darkness. He is, like, one of the most, like, successful plastic surgeons in the world. Mm-hmm. He's worth, like 40 million, maybe more. Wow. Like, he's worth so much money. So I'm confused because she called this woman that he had an affair with a $2 hoe.
An emotional affair.
But that's what I mean. It's an emotional affair.
Yeah, I clocked the same thing.
I don't think I would call her a $2 hoe if mm-hmm. it was an emotional affair. And also, I don't think I could get over cheating in any aspect, but especially an emotional affair. Because then it makes me think about their relationship. And I'm like, they're clearly just together because I think the divorce would be so pricey. Like, he would lose so much. And like, they're not in love. They do not have, there's not an ounce of love between them.
No. No, they're cohabitating at best, if they are. I mean, who's to say?
I mean, he hates her.
Yeah. Hates. I think that's a great point. And I didn't bring that up, Nancy Drew, that the divorce would cost him so much. And I have mm-hmm. to say, too, re-emotional affairs, like, physical is like one thing because you can like detach from that. But when you are having an emotional affair with someone, it's like so much more painful for the person that's being cheated on in that situation. And so like, that's really hard to come back from. Like that is like that trust there is broken in like a completely different way.
Yeah.
So I gotta say like I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. I'm kind of turning over it now. Cause I'm like, why are you guys together?
Yeah, like they should not be together, but no. I just think that they just have so much to lose. I mean, it's probably for the same reason Larsa and my king, Scottie Pippen, haven't finalized their divorce.
Oh, I love when she was like, there's just so much assets.
Yeah, I'm like, girl, okay.
There is probably. Family is split up? Is that weird? Is that shady of me to ask about? Like,
no, I thought it was weird too.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was very strange. I also heard that Larsa doesn't even live in Miami. She actually lives in LA, okay, but came to Miami to film the show because they do have a house there. Yeah. Kind of very similar to what happened when she was on in the beginning. But there's a lot of talk about Larsa. A lot of hate directed towards Larsa because she's a wannabe Kardashian. She's thirsty. She's all this. I like her.
Oh, I do too. I think she's great TV. I don't mind. I'll pay for her airfare if she needs to get to, Miami for filming, because she's great for the show. And the way that they all are shading her for being like Kardashian wannabe, like down to like even the producers. And I gotta say, I have never seen a group of women that look more alike. So for them to really like come at her for wanting to look like a Kardashian, I'm like, you guys literally have the same face because they've all gotten the same work done.
Yeah. And I mean, everyone in Miami, I think, looks like a Kardashian wannabe. Like, it's not Larsa. And I personally just want to know more about the fallout with her and Kim. I need to know what the fuck happened there. Mm-hmm. But wow. This Herman situation with Alexia really, I find, to be a peak television.
Fascinating. So you saw the third episode. Did she meet with him? Not yet. Okay. Have to say, I think
Adriana.
Yeah, we haven't even touched down on Adriana.
Oh, yeah. Well, she in the third episode, Allison, everyone's at dinner. They're all at a dinner party. Just casually looks at Alexia and is like, I heard that Herman died while having sex with his lover.
I saw that in the preview.
And Alexia's like, what? But handles it really well. And she just goes, I hope that's how I died too. Like, I hope I can go out fucking, my lover. Mm-hmm. But it was just so funny because she said it so casually. She was like, well, I heard that he died like fucking his lover or something. And I was like, to say that is so unreal. But oh my God. So let's touch down on Adriana.
Yeah.
Okay. What are your thoughts? I know you have thoughts, Allison.
Oh, I love her.
Okay.
I do. Just think, again, it's like there's something about the Miami women that like they are playing in a different league. So like the way I have problems with Shannon Bedore, it's because the show itself is like lacking. But I honestly love every single one of I love them all. I love the new ones. I love the old ones. I mean, actually, I'll be honest. I could give or take Julia because she's like kind of like, I'm like, oh, okay, I see what we're doing here. Like, she's like the more like familial one. Like, she's, she's got her unit and they're happy. But I don't really want that. Like, yeah. I want the Adrianas. I want the Larsas. I want the Alexias. I want the mess. But I do appreciate like the diversity. Like, the fact that like Julia is our first. Is she her first lesbian housewife ever?
Yes.
Wow. That's
I know
crazy.
Bronwyn claims that title, but no.
Wait, I want to know what are your thoughts on Adriana?
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with her.
Yeah.
I'm upset that she's not a full-time housewife. Andy Cohen said that she's not full-time because there was just too many full-timers, but she's in every episode. I'm like, yeah,
I honestly didn't even realize that she wasn't full-time until you just said that. Because she's getting so many confessionals.
Oh!
I mean, she's an art dealer to the gods.
I mean, I remember when she lived on that boat with that man. I was like, she is so
Is that cool. Frederick?
Yeah, he was a dreamboat.
Literally.
There's like this possible like love triangle or like thruple going on with Martina, Julia, and Adriana.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be so repetitive. I just love it. I'm like hanging on every word. I love to look at all of them because they're all like larger than life. They all have these like big lips and these big boobs and like they're all wearing bright colors. And it's like, when I was watching today, I was like, this feels like it was filmed pre-COVID. Like there is not one mention of masks, of vaccines. But I mean, this is Florida.
Wait. Yeah, 100%. I mean, you only see a mask on like the very random, like one server.
Yeah.
Like I think I saw one mask in all of the episodes that I've seen.
I mean, no one else. I mean, they're having events. There's LGBTQ, like pride going on.
Do you know what's so crazy is how almost like the way that they talk about like no carbs, no sugar is so funny to me because it feels so dated. And like, if you would have, like, I would have seen those. Okay. A great example. I started rewatching Heather Dubrow's first season of OC, season 7. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole storyline about how Tamara won't eat any carbs. So for her painting party, Heather had to do like a carbless meal. Uh-huh. And then I watched Miami like an hour later and I'm like, wow, like it's this, like these women are like very like, I feel like the other women are always like, nah, give me the fries, but like for show. And these women are like, no, we're in Miami, bitch. And this is what I'm not even going to pretend like I'm going to eat your truffle fries with ketchup.
No.
Or your footlong sandwich. Like
they would never dream.
No. She's like, is watermelon have sugar?
I mean, they Miami. Look incredible, but I think you're right. It's such like an outdated, like way, Miami, like way to live. It like is. No carbs, no sugar.
The way they're just grabbing each other's asses and boobs. It's just so, it could be the same year that Shane passed the bar. And or it could be now. And that's what I love about it. It feels just like in a bubble.
Yeah, it is.
And they're in their bubble, except they're not. They're like running rampant.
And I really like the new girl, Nicole. I think she's very different. I like her energy.
I'm sorry. The anesthesiologist who's like also married to like an incredible lawyer.
She's not married.
Goals. You're right. Just her partner. He had some thoughts about that. I love them. She's so cool. And I love to see somebody with a shorter haircut.
And she gives me like Whitney Rose vibes with just the way that she looks.
Yeah, it's an insult.
But I think like her and her family are really cute. Like her son and like her partner is hot. Like they're just like cute. I just really, really like them.
Anthony and Nicole are definitely goals. But that's the thing too, is I'm excited because I feel like when you bring somebody in the same way that we had Tiffany in Dallas, like I think women get like the housewives always feel like it's such a competition between them and the cast, obviously. Yeah. So I'm interested to see how they respond to her with like her career.
I wonder if it will be like that big of a focus like it was with Dr. Moon. Tiffany Moon.
Well, also, I think there was a lot of racism playing into it. Also, I mean, I just want to like quickly touch down on what is happening with Cameron and Tiffany and Carrie
Duber.
Media? Yeah. I don't want to like get us too off track, but I think we covered
Miami. We can definitely talk about this.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
I
don't know what started it. I don't know why it's getting brought up again.
Yeah.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Tiffany Moon is all of a sudden posting like old clips of Real Housewives of Dallas, which as you guys know, the show is done, canceled, wrapped, rest in peace, may she rest.
May she rest.
And like coming at Cameron, it's like, Tiffany is not wrong, but I just don't know where it came from.
I don't mind these people accountable.
And I'm all for Carrie Duber getting her little paws in the mix because she commented and she was like, Tiffany, the show is canceled. Like, why are you doing this around the holidays, especially?
Especially. I loved it. I mean, like, the mess. I don't mind Tiff. I love Tiffany, so I'm all for her.
Yeah.
But at least it's her and not like Leanne.
Oh my God, Leanne Locken.
Mm-mm-mm. I can't believe I brought her up multiple times in this episode alone.
Yeah. Do you want to get something off your chest? Is there something?
No. I can't even get into it.
Do you secretly love her?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I do respect the fact that she served just a charcuterie board at her wedding. Like, that is like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. It was like, I'm going out.
Yeah.
With a board of meat with and cheese.
Oh, wow. Man. Yeah. I mean, what else? Those are the shows that I'm watching right now.
Yeah.
My Bravo shows, but I love it.
I'm happy.
I have to revisit your New York Christmas episodes though.
Oh yeah. I have that in my highlights. I made them like 2 years ago, like these lists of Christmas episodes, and I totally forgot about them until someone DM'd me and they were like, you made these lists a long time ago. Can you repost them? I was like, sure. Yeah,
that person's doing God's work.
Yeah. I was like, thank you for reminding me because I didn't remember. Oh God. Well, Allison, this was so much fun.
So fun.
What do you have planned for the holidays?
Oh, nothing. Like I said, ding dong ditching my extended family into taking rapid antigen tests and then just low profile, you know, just keeping it chill, keeping it small, keeping just me and my dog hanging out.
Love that. Yeah. I love that so much.
How about you, Sam? What are you doing? Like, let us know.
My mom and dad are having a Christmas brunch per usual. Where Mary just like cooks, you know, huevos rancheros and.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. She likes to get a little festive, a little spicy.
That sounds good.
Yeah. She's not like a basic bitch eggs and bacon person. She's like, we're doing it up.
I love it.
When she sets her mind to something, she does it.
I love it.
Yeah. She needs to, if you're listening, please drink water today. Everyone drink water today.
Everyone drink water. Hydrate. Yeah.
Hydrate, please. Okay. Well, Allison, you tell everyone where they can find you.
Oh, you can find me on my podcast, Pop Chaser. It's a daily pop culture podcast, Tuesdays through Fridays, and TV Watch Repeat, which is another podcast that I co-host with Kate Ward, where we revisit some of the best TV pilots of all time. And I'll give you guys a little sneak peek. Today we are recording Hannah Montana. So,
oh my God.
I got to watch that pilot for the first time in, honestly, since Shane graduated law school.
Oh my God. Well, Everyone, have a Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Stay safe.
Wear your mask. Don't go out. Just do the whole thing. And of course, you can use code HOTM for 20% off at thedip.com, which we have completely revamped. Well, not me personally. I had nothing to do with this. Our amazing like tech people.
And, tech people.
Well, what are they?
Yeah, no, our engineering team. Tech, it looks awesome.
Yes. It looks amazing. It's lighter, brighter, fresher. So go over there and check that out. And I will see you guys all next week. Bye.